Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, cattle were under pressure from two front months yesterday. First, weekly export sales were not supportive due to the numbers being 13% below the previous week. Sales were 15% higher than the four-week average, but that provided little, if any, support. Secondly, cash activity did not surface as anticipated, pushing business to the end of the week. The few cattle that did trade yesterday were $2 higher at the levels of earlier in the week. So far, feedlots seem to have banded together in hopes that packers will need to be more aggressive than they have been so far. Weekly export sales were good in the hog department, resulting in futures gapping up on the open and never looking back. China was back in the market again as the number two buyer. Export sales were up 55% from last week, up 72% from the four-week average. That certainly was enough to generate excitement. Problem is that cash closed lower on the National Direct Afternoon Report, down 86 cents. Cutouts were back $2.75 after the big increase on Wednesday. December Kansas City wheat's up 1.5 cents early today. December Chicago wheat's down 3.5, both falling back from highs made above $8 on Tuesday, now trading below that $8 mark. Ending supplies of hard red winter wheat are estimated by USDA at their lowest levels in 7 years, and that may not change much in the upcoming WASDE report. The spring red wheat, soft red winter wheat supplies are estimated tighter at 14-year lows. December corn's trading up 1.5 cents early Friday, possibly finding support after 3 days of losses. Analysts in Dow Jones pre-report survey expecting a slightly lower estimate of U.S. ending stocks, corn stocks from USDA on Tuesday. January soybeans trading down 1.75 cents early today, nursing a loss of roughly 27 cents this week, with pressure coming largely from outside markets. Here in the U.S., the crush incentive looks attractive for increased crush activity. We'll check futures in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. December live cattle down 102, 130.62. February's down 80 cents, 135.85. November feeder cattle down 115, 158.02. January's down 105, 158.17. December hogs up 192 at 77.87. February up 162, 80.17. Kansas City wheat, the December down 4.75, 7.86. March down 4.5, 7.89.5. Chicago wheat, December down 7.25, 7.73.75. March down 6.5, 7.86.25. December corn's down 4.75 at 5.59.25. March down 4.5, 5.67.75. January soybeans down 21.5 cents, 12.22.75. March down 21 cents, 12.34.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.